An uneasy silence fell over the table, and she realized that many of the other Jedi had not yet made the connection between the loss of the only family Abeloth had ever known, the Ones, and the terrible longing and loneliness that had made an imprisoned Force entity reach out to Ben and the other younglings who had been hidden at shelter.
But Luke understood. That much was clear in the way his face had paled, and in the care he was taking to keep his Force presence damped down, lest his fear reverberate through the room like a thunderclap. When the faces of most of the other masters remained puzzled, he nodded to Jaina.
"You sit it first," he said. "You explain."
"It's still just a guess," she said. "I could be wrong."
"Are you?"
Luke asked. Jaina thought for a moment, then shook her head.
"No, I'm not."
She took a deep breath, then addressed the others at the table.
"Abeloth took Ben because she intends to recreate the, well, the family of the Ones, for lack of a better name, on her own terms."
An astonished rustle filled the room as beings shifted in their seats and stepped closer to the table. Jaina gave the idea a moment to sink in, then continued.
"Look, it doesn't matter whether the Killiks are right about the Ones, or even whether Yoda is. The only thing that matters is what Abeloth believes. She's trying to rebuild the family she lost."
"I'm convinced," Luke said, nodding. "It explains everything I've seen her do."
"But with herself taking the father's place," Kyle observed. "Though she may have wanted you to take the role for a time, that would explain why she tried to keep you and Ben from leaving Sinkhole Station."
"Yeah, but then Luke kept killing Abeloth's bodies,"
Kip observed.
"After a while, she finally took the hint and decided she'd have the family on her own."
"Probably,"
Kyle agreed.
"And it's safe to assume that Abeloth would be a force of constant change in the galaxy, rather than stability."
"She certainly wouldn't bring much balance to the Force,"
Jaina agreed.
"And Ben, obviously, will be the embodiment of the light side."
"Clearly," Korin said. "And Vistara Kai will embody the dark side."
It was stated as a fact rather than a guess, and none of the masters questioned his conclusion, no doubt because they had all felt the astonishment of the others when they saw the image on Lobaka's datapad. The hand of the Force was moving in this, and Jaina knew that all of the masters felt it, even if they had not yet learned what it was doing. When all of the masters simply looked at one another and nodded, Luette Wool spoke from the other side of the table.
"I hope you will forgive the foolish questions of one of the uninitiated, but how? I know Jedi can use the Force to extend their lives, but isn't this Abeloth supposed to be 25,000 years old?"
"She is far older than that, Senator,"
Tekli said.
"The histories of the Rote have panels suggesting that Abeloth is at least 100,000 years old, but she started as a mortal." "We have already seen the answer,"
Barata Kel said.
"Abeloth was a mortal woman, yes? Then she drank from the font of power, and she swam in the pool of knowledge."
Wool's cheek folds flattened in alarm.
"Those are real?"
"Unfortunately, yes," Luke said. "And if Ben and Vistara drink from them..."
He let the sentence trail off, but Barata Kel finished it.
"Then Ben and Vistara would become like her, yes? A family of Abeloths, with the Bringer of Chaos in charge."
"Something like that,"
Jaina agreed.